Healthcare spending made up 5% of total U.S. GDP in 1960. In 2020, spending hit almost 20%.
National polls show Americans believe healthcare prices and drug costs are among their top pocketbook concerns.
Over the past 20 years, the runaway cost of health insurance has outpaced earnings and inflation, leaving our families with less freedom and less money. Families, small businesses, and individuals alike are struggling to find a way to pay for the health care they can't seem to afford. So how are we going to solve this problem? All over the world, technology is changing the way people and society connect and interact. The result? Countless industries are disrupted. But while the rest of the world has changed, insurance and the way we pay for healthcare remains broken and largely the same. What if there was a way we could all pay for healthcare that simply worked better and felt better than insurance? Well, today there is. We are Impact Health Sharing. We are a network of families, individuals, business owners, and small entrepreneurs who want to see the old way of doing things change. We use technology to connect tens of thousands of individuals and families across the nation to simply share and pay each other's medical bills. Old problems can be solved when people come together to leverage their sense of community with technology to control the cost of healthcare.
Save as much as 30 to 70% on your healthcare costs. Get a free quote from Impact by visiting impactmyhealthshare.com. Click the link below or scan the QR code on the screen to visit our website automatically.
Christian F-bombs you'll ever hear. Family-friendly F-bombs, okay? Very appropriate. It's one of those days, ladies and gentlemen. So right out of the gates, let's bring it, okay? Let's bring it. First of all, good morning to everybody. You know what? If I don't bring Deb on right now and overpower her with enthusiasm, she'll literally get freaking hockey pucked right out of the show.
Yeah.
I'm like the Wayne Gretzky of talk show hosting with my co-host. Just like, right? You're just, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
We're not right now. We're not. We're going to run the intro. That's what we're going to do. I want to come in like that. I'm going to come in with a song. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
For this segment, it's like it's a 1 hour, gap in between doing Trumponomics and going to Sprilly TV. It's a car wash. There you go. All right.
Working at the car wash.
President Trump has just spoken. We'll get to that momentarily. We'll hear that.
Yeah.
Three letters attacked. No, it's okay. So we kept hitting the button. We couldn't stream out to Rumble.
Mm.
We couldn't stream out to Rumble.
Yeah, you can now, though.
Yeah, now we're doing fine. So thank you very much for your patience. USA bilks taxpayers millions, all right, in a token Israeli strike on Iran.
Yeah.
That is a fact, okay? That is a fact.
There's
it
this
was
guy.
All pre-stage. What?
Well, there's this guy. His name is Bad Hombre. He's over on X, and it just sums up everything. I think that everybody, well, smart people are feeling this morning anyway. He said, "Good morning." He said, "Are the Muslims and the Jews still fighting each other with my money?" Right. I mean, that's basically, and I was like,
that's exactly right.
Don't forget the Nazis and the commies. We can't forget them either. All fighting with our money.
That's exactly right. That's what just happened. You woke up this morning, you got the credit card bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what we have here is millions of dollars. Now, we heard from from a reporter on Sky News, they said, oh, well, it's kind of odd because everybody knew well in advance, the United States, Iran, they were all on the phone together.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, oh, when are you sending those missiles? What is coordinate? We will evacuate. Thank you very much for the call. And that, no reports of anybody being killed.
There were no injuries.
What's that?
There were no injuries.
There were no injuries. Nobody died. And the American taxpayer got the credit card bill for a few million dollars.
Bullet holes in the ground or some kind of little tiny holes in the ground. People are laughing. I have film in there. You asked me to get you some film of Iran this morning. And, you know, people walking in the park. And there's, I mean, you wanted pictures of, I mean, video and pictures of the bombing, but there are none. There's one video that's circulating on social media.
Okay, how many times have you ever known the Iranians to not use propaganda pieces to show the dead babies and...
Sure.
Right?
So, well, and it's not only that. You know, you have to remember, too, that maybe some of this, like people walking around in the park, I mean, how many of those people were ordered to do that so that they could get film of people acting normal? You know, you don't know that either. I mean, still, you know, they had to be a little bit nervous. The population did. But this morning, they are out and about and driving, and it's business as usual. And somebody put a picture, a side by side picture of Tehran or off whatever. What's that place called? Anyway, where they bombed last night. And this morning, and it's the same picture, you know. So there wasn't any damage. I don't know exactly what Israel's thing is, but, you know, they had a stamped up there for a while, didn't they?
Well, here's the deal. They're now reporting the G7 now focused on de-escalating tension. Now we're in the tension Hegelian dialect. You know, we create the tension, and then we de-escalate the tension.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And now let's cut to a Big Pharma ad.
But don't, I mean, listen.
This message brought to you by Pfizer.
Don't underestimate Israel. They could have just been saying, hey, you know, we have the capability to do this, just like Iran did to Israel last week. They came over, sent a bunch of drones. Nobody was hurt. And people got right back to business with Israel, too. So right now, it's this game of chicken that they're playing. And I mean, you know, Israel does have the power to wipe them off the face of the earth. They do.
They do. And now, oh my goodness, I wish I had this for Trumponomics. You know, it's just a continuation of Trumponomics. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to Shalinda Young. Okay. She's the White House budget director. And we all know, and this is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason why Discover and Visa targets Black Americans on MSNBC is because they're the most reckless with their finances. They have them on a debt enslavement system in their inner city. They tell them you got to dress for success. They spend money. They live literally in friggin' squalor in Baltimore, but they got great suits and a beautiful car sitting out front.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they run up their freaking credit card. So what do? We take the demographic that is the worst at freaking spending money.
Yeah.
And what do? Makes them the budget director.
Listen, I got to tell you, too, when we were in Baltimore, right, the people who live in the neighborhoods, like 15 minutes, 15 minutes south, east or south, southeast of downtown.
There she is.
Let me tell you something. They know exactly what's going on, and they, you know,
they do.
They do not live like the people downtown live. They say that's not our city. We're not even allowed to be there.
Shalinda, she's the White House budget director. You know what? I'd like to take a look at her budget, like I used to do with my clients when I was a consumer advocate. I mean, I would sit down, and with tremendous love, I'd have my clients, half of my base were Black Americans. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they were unbelievable. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Huh?
Good morning.
Too many watts, they say.
Well, we want to thank Spreely for joining us.
Thank you.
You missed technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I'm glad we got that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, welcome to Technical Difficulties. Yeah. Please stand by.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
The Department of Acronyms calls it PSV. Please stand by.
Yeah.
I keep clicking not now and then.
Please stand by is the name of the show.
Now. Carl Benji cracks me up. He's like, the CIA turns my computer off. What? Oh, why, yeah. Dude? Huh?
Yeah, well, I don't doubt it.
No,
it's
not the CIA.
Pete Santilli telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
It's Joe Biden.
Even Joe Biden agrees. Thank you, Rico.
Yes.
Rico's given us a 10 spot?
That's actually the first donation we've received in like 4 weeks.
Yeah. Thank you, Rico.
It sucks so bad. I mean, it's just self-defeating prophecy, right?
Yeah.
It is.
We're just a bunch of chimeric parasites.
Actually, Rico, if you can give us negative $2, we can continue the trend. Right? What do you think?
Oh, man.
Just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm actually...
Yeah, it's $2. Thank you.
I'm pretty chilled out.
Thank you, Rico.
What do you think? Do you agree with that? Angie's back there. Angie. Everybody say hello to Angie because I'm going to... You know?
Yeah.
She's going to be in charge. She's going to be the talk show host because I'm going to stab myself with my knife.
Don't do that.
You know why I'm going to stab myself with my knife? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I had a stapler crisis. We have like 8. Oh, I'll take it back.
Thank you, Rico.
-2. Boom. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, we love you so much. He's one of my favorite people, by the way.
Huh?
He's been with us for so long. I remember when we first started the whole taking telephone calls, and Rico called in, and I was so amazed that someone with such a heavy accent would be calling the Pete Santilli show and talking about things that...
That sounds racist.
Huh?
We only have white people with... You said you didn't think we'd ever have somebody calling in with an accent?
I lost my side monitor. But, it was like in the very beginning. And it surprised me because he was from Puerto Rico. And I just thought that everybody, you know...
Was white.
No.
Oh.
No. I thought everybody who listened to our show was white.
Tell me where that file folder is so I can transfer it.
And he was so amazing. Mm-hmm. It was so amazing because he had this attitude that I just loved. You know? This attitude that I just loved. I thought everybody hated more conservative people, you know, everybody. I thought, you know, we were not liked. And then I found out that wasn't true.
No.
And it was a learning. It was a learning experience for me.
Guess what?
He's one of my favorite people because he just tells it like it is. He's not afraid to say what's on his mind. And I love that because he came from a place where he wasn't allowed to do that so much, right? Then I learned he was an Air
Snowboard
Force
what?
Veteran.
Sorry.
And all of those great things. It's amazing. And he never gets in our stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. He never comes after us. Never. He never does that. Like some people do. Right?
That's quite all right.
Yeah.
You know what?
He doesn't get mad at us for
at least
very
we
long.
Don't. Look, we got real stuff going on over here. We're not doing like fake bombings of Iran near the nuclear facility.
So let's get back to talking about that.
U.S.
I'm sure you guys want to hear about that.
The United States of America basically woke up this morning and on your credit card, T-Bell 76, $50.
Thank you.
Thanks for the news, Pete. Here's the news. You're going to thank me for this? You just got a bill for tens of millions of dollars this morning. You woke up.
Yep.
And then Antony Blinken at the top of the food chain is in Capri outside of his yacht at the podium saying that his job is to de-escalate tensions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, they had advance warning of all of the tensions. Everybody got a telephone call.
Yeah, they did.
I think that... Owa Tajur Kayam. He was on the phone with freaking Blinken, Biden, Netanyahu. They're like, okay.
Don't you miss Akhmad?
I like that guy.
We had so much fun.
If we were going to do a holy war, I would want to do it with Ahmadinejad.
We had so much fun with that.
I love that guy.
We just never took it seriously, and I'm refusing to take it seriously now. I mean, I had people calling me who were taking it very seriously, and I'm like, man, this is nothing. Until Israel nukes Iran, I don't care. Do you know what I mean? It's just like so stupid. It's almost like, well, it's a diversion, you know, and let's draw everybody's attention away from what is happening.
Sei un divertente uomo. He said, sei un divertente uomo. Dente uomo.
Yeah?
You miss me? He's freaking Googling Translate. He thinks he's Italian. Huh?
Is Blinken an Italian name?
It's not al dente. And by the way, it's not Pete when you type Italian. You gotta say,
I love the red lower third, by the way.
You do?
Very nice.
It's very blimpy.
Well, I like it.
Look at that. Looks like a freaking Chinese blimp.
Yeah. So.
Doesn't it?
So last night, I mean, I have on.
You get the line in there?
On our television, I have on this Fox Live thing.
Stand
Fox
by.
Live.
Time out. Hold your thought right there. She has it on. And every time I come off the show and I go upstairs, I get Joe Biden campaign news.
Oh, yeah. They have Joe Biden all over the
Fox,
place.
Fox, if you want to see a Joe Biden campaign, tune in Fox. There you go.
Yeah, but you know what?
They don't.
This is like their Fox Live thing. It's kind of different than their regular Fox. They show lots of stuff. Just trending stuff. Headlines that are happening. And Biden's been headlining for the last couple of days. So they've been showing him. I've been watching his speeches, actually. I watched, yesterday I watched the whole Kennedy endorsement thing, which was like blew my mind. Did a little research on the Kennedys because I've been one of those people. I was raised in the era to believe that, yes, John F. Kennedy was, and the whole Camelot thing and all of that stuff was awesome and wonderful. But when you read and you research a little bit about Joe Kennedy, a lot of people say, well, Joe Kennedy made all of his billions or millions on the Kennedy family, made them a bootlegging. Joe Kennedy, the grandfather, great-grandfather, father of RFK and JFK. But that's not actually true. He made a lot of money pre-prohibition. Because he was an entrepreneur. He is the guy who got all of the alcohol and liquor for restaurants and things in New York when New York was just being built, right? So he got in on that.
Say thank you to Carl Benj.
Thank you, Carl Ben.
Carl Ben J. $5 Rumble rant. He's dyslexic.
So are you.
Sei un uomo, right?
So, listen.
Divertente.
Okay,
you know
so
what that
listen.
Means?
No.
You're a funny guy. Go. Okay.
So, what I found out was when I did a little research, and I knew that this was so, but I didn't know the extent of it. When Prohibition came,
why are we talking Prohibition? Everybody just tuned in to see the
because we're talking about we're talking about the Kennedys and how they got all their money.
I know, but we just headlined everything. USA bilks taxpayers millions in token Israeli strike on Iran.
All right, well, let me finish my thought here.
And it's called MENA.
Let me finish my thought.
MENA.
So I lost my side monitor again.
Okay.
And so. So what happened he went to Hollywood.
He's got $100,000 in equipment over there. He's mousing away there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Go.
So in the 20s, when Prohibition came along, he moved the fam to Hollywood. Well, he moved to Hollywood, and he started up this affair with Gloria Swanson. She was the biggest movie star of her day in the early film industry. Mm. And he started sinking all of his money into scamming the Hollywood, right? And the Jewish people. and the Jewish people who ran Hollywood, he was scamming them, him and Gloria Swanson. And then that's how he made all of his millions. And I mean, that's how he became a very, very rich man. So when the Depression hit, he was set. He knew it was coming somehow, and he took all of his money out and he played the stock market from that day forward with little bits of money here and there. And so then Roosevelt hired him to be his budget director or something. Do you know why? Do you know what Roosevelt said about him?
What?
He said that it takes a thief to catch a thief.
Really?
He was what people called, Joe Kennedy was what people called back in those days, a robber baron. A robber baron. He was one of the biggest thieves.
You can transfer to Violet Box.
He was one of the biggest thieves in the world. And
Violet Box.
So the Kennedys, my point is, were never great. RFK and JFK were both banging Marilyn Monroe. And she didn't know which one of them got her pregnant. And they both insisted that she have an abortion. That's in her memoirs, right? A lot of people suspect that she was murdered because of her affairs with Bobby Kennedy and RFK. RFK and JFK, both at the same time. They were deep and heavy into Hollywood. And so the whole Camelot idea came from Joe Kennedy, who, it was a movie production for him. The whole family was, right? The whole Camelot thing with John Kennedy and Jackie. It was all theater. All of it was, right? And in the background, John Kennedy was a drug addict. He was addicted to painkillers, morphine, and all of that stuff because he said he had back problems.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that he was literally having affairs inside the White House, and Jackie Kennedy caught him in bed with one of his aides.
I'm going to take a power nap while you're talking about the Kennedys. Wake me up when it's time to get to the
bilking of taxpayers. The Kennedys were not all that great. And they endorsed Joe Biden yesterday. And who cares? A bunch of thieves endorse the biggest thief since their father.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you were captured by the title of today's episode and you showed up hearing Deb Jordan, it's because we have an announcement to make. She's pregnant.
Oh, whatever.
And she's...
You're so mean sometimes. Huh? You're so mean. All right. I can live with it. I live with it. I live with your meanness.
Mean? Why is that mean?
But you're not a robber baron, though, so that's
You know
good.
What, though? I get hate mail from people. You know what, Pete? You treat me that way. By the way, some of our...
I like it when you get hate mail.
Oh, I love it.
Because you treat me disrespectfully.
I always tell people, and I'm like, I'm never going to tune into you again. I'm like, really? That's what, like, half of our audience are people that said, I'm never going to tune into you again. Huh?
Yeah. So then they come in and listen and give us a thumbs down. So we're just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. But they sit there and feed.
Yeah.
It's just.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we're going to talk about the Iranian thing.
Oh, we sure are. This morning you woke up.
Yeah.
And you got the credit card bill.
You sure did.
But let's back up even further. Okay. There were news reports or reporters that were saying that everyone had advance notice that.
Yep.
Khomeini, he was, in honor of the occasion, was eating a peanut butter sandwich during the pre-strike call.
Yeah.
They said, Khomeini, huh?
Yeah. Khomeini.
He said, thank you very much for calling us. They give him the advance warning of the strike that's coming. They give him the exact coordinates.
Yeah.
We now understand that because the United States supplies all of the munitions to Israel for its defense, of course, billions and billions of dollars, right?
Yep.
Joe Biden and Netanyahu worked something out. Netanyahu said, politically, I got to respond. And Joe Biden says, okay, if you're going to respond, can you use the expensive missiles?
It's even worse than that. Don't you think that Iran got a phone call and said, hey, we need a distraction, and people are starting to not be on board with the whole Israel thing anymore. So we need to get people back on board. Could you maybe like do something ridiculous so that we can, you know. Well, bye, Sean. So that people can be distracted just a little bit. I mean, don't you think that's really what's happening here?
Notice how when Sean leaves, the power doesn't go out?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he has so much energy, dude.
Boom. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you woke up, but we're now hearing that the toothless strike, okay, of the missiles that were bought and paid for by the United States of America, that showed up in your credit card this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
But then this morning, we woke up, that was on your credit card, and Blinken is in... Of all places, ladies and gentlemen, of all places in the world to be talking to you while you're wallowing in inflation, okay? While your wages are down and the prices are up, your interest rates are up sky high.
Well, Joe Biden
Blinken
said they're
took
not
to
yesterday.
The podium this morning, and you know what he said?
What?
Our job is to de-escalate tensions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we call it the tension Hegelian dialectic. We cause the tension, right? And then we de-escalate the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they all called each other, gave advance warning. The missiles conveniently struck near the nuclear facilities.
Yeah.
Of course, that's called dirt.
Yeah. And there's these little holes in the ground.
Little holes in the ground.
Yeah.
So basically they had an opportunity. If you're going to fire American paid for missiles, why would you hit near? That's insulting to us.
Okay. So they flew in F-35.
Yes.
Is that impressive?
F-35?
Yeah, because
the helmet cost...
Like $1 trillion.
The pilot's helmet for the F-35 costs $400,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
These things are impressive.
$400,000.
Just to do a flyover, can you imagine?
Oh, if I put a freaking $400,000 helmet on, I better get a reach around.
I know. Well, you know.
And a flyover. You know what I mean?
And a kiss.
Yeah.
Wait, you know.
For $400,000?
Last night, I was freaking scratched. You know, last night somebody
scratched my back.
Somebody called me and was talking about it. And oh my gosh, you know, they're doing it. They're doing it. And I was like, you know, this is a fireworks show. I'm not seeing anything that is alarming to me, you know, just a firework. Kind of like what Iran did to Israel, too. There was no real damage done by Iran. And so right now, it is like Bad Hombre said over on X, if you're not following him, make sure that you do. I'm not even sure if it's a girl or a boy. I just like the snarkiness of that person. And they said, good morning, everybody. Are the Muslims and the Jews still, you know, fighting a war and spending my money, something like that? And I just thought, well, that's straight and to the point, because that's exactly what's happening and that's what's happening in Ukraine too. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. They're already rebuilding in Ukraine. There's new video out of all these kids that are partying, and all these elite of Ukraine, they're partying and living the high life, you know. And what they want to show is all the war-torn poor kids and Down syndrome kids that are on the front lines, when all the elite are, you know, they're just partying on as usual. Same thing is happening in Iran this morning. I guarantee you the same thing is happening in Israel this morning. You know, people are living their lives and getting on with it. Don't you think?
Yes.
It looks like the only place that's really having too much suffrage here over the top suffrage is the Gaza Strip. they've been pretty much leveled, you know. But you don't know what's coming out of there either. A lot of that's propaganda, theater, a lot of makeup, and they are known for doing that, by the way.
We were built millions, and what I'm calling a token Israeli strike on Iran.
Yeah, because you know, if Israel wanted to, they could turn. They really could turn it into glass. Iran, they could.
But you know what? By doing that, for instance, like nuking Russia.
But our gas prices would go up.
You know, in the war on terror.
Yeah.
We had a couple of choices.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just blasted Afghanistan and not sent anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could have stretched it out for trillions of dollars in multiple decades.
Well, don't you think?
Works out better for Dick Cheney?
Oh, exactly. So don't you think that what happened in our war on terror was really, you know, we go and bomb the crap out of these people, destroy their infrastructure, and then Halliburton comes back in and all these other places come back in, BlackRock, you name it. You should see all the people that are lined up to rebuild the new Ukraine. Oh, billions and billions of dollars going to be poured into that, and have already started pouring in, by the way. But we tried that in the Middle East, in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and we know people who went there, Pete, Marines, good Marines that would go in, they would fix their infrastructure, their water, and give them all the tools they needed to grow the food that they need and start businesses. We were pouring money. But guess what?
These
people are ungovernable, because the Marines that we talked to said they would come back like 3 or 4 months later and everything that they put in place was still sitting there unused. People have, they have no incentive to rebuild or, you know, any of that stuff. And they were right back to fighting each other, and you know, it was just futile. It was futile. They were ungovernable. They couldn't do it. The United States failed big time.
They did.
They saw big money.
Yep.
In that, and it failed. They still see big money in it.
Say hello to everybody on Spreely.
I did, but hi, Spreely.
Guess what I did for the first time in a long time? I don't know why.
I love that lion down there. What the heck?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is really kind of
cool.
That
was my idea.
Yeah.
It's biblical.
Yeah, he's good.
It's biblical.
Yeah, I like that.
My idea. But Sean found it. So Everybody thanks Sean. Yeah.
He's doing a good job, that kid.
Huh?
He's doing a good job, that kid.
He is.
So I wake up this morning and you said, get me video from Iran. The bombing. And I got to tell you, there's one video circulating and that's it. And it is such a nothing burger. I was like, well, this is boring. But I did get you some footage of people walking around in the parks and driving around like normal.
Do we want to do that?
And showing you.
Okay.
How they.
So here's the deal. Here's how it worked.
Yeah.
So they all worked out an arrangement. Khomeini had a peanut butter sandwich. He didn't know what to do with this. He took the peanut butter, put it on his balls, and had his freaking cat lick them.
Right.
While they're waiting for the. Pete. What?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. What does he do with a peanut butter sandwich?
I'm sorry about that, you guys.
They handed out peanut butter sandwich. That's inappropriate. So, anyways, they're all on the phone in advance of the strike.
Yeah.
And, by the way, you know what they say about that line down below there?
Sheriff's deputies arrest a man who they say has more pussy than he can handle. I'm Kathleen Corsa with that story coming up on Channel 6 Action News.
What?
You're funny.
Is that inappropriate?
Water.
That was newsy. Right.
That's not using you.
So Blinken went to the podium. He said, our job is to de-escalate. Right. So all of the advance warning, United States had advance warning.
Yep.
Khomeini had advance warning.
Yeah,
hey, don't worry about it. We're going to kind of land our missiles that are bought and paid for by the American taxpayer kind of over here next to the nuclear plant. We don't want you guys to get carried away.
Yeah.
So stay on the phone with us while you're stripping that peanut butter from your sandwich.
Oh, I mean, look, we've poured money into Iran too, like billions of dollars.
$65 billion.
But they say Iran hasn't got that money yet; it's sitting somewhere.
They haven't gotten it. It hasn't been distributed yet.
Whatever. You believe that?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Okay. So they all get the advance warning. They launch the strike. Okay.
Yep.
Then they swipe the card. Shows up on our card. We wake up in the morning. And from, of all places, Capri, Blinken takes to the podium and says that his job is to de-escalate tensions.
Sure.
And that is called, they caused the tensions, had advance warning of tensions. They bought and paid for the tension giver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we call that the tension Hegelian dialectic.
Oh, man.
That tension Hegelian dialectic is causing the tension.
I don't even know if it's Hegelian.
Listen to what happened next. Because everyone woke up in the morning. Stock market went up for like 5 minutes, went down. They're like, it's over? What the hell?
Yeah.
Stock market went down. It popped back up, right?
Yeah.
Because they find, and it the surge, okay, back upward was like 5 minutes after the strike. Because Khomeini was live streaming the placement
Say
of the peanut
again.
Butter.
Khomeini.
Khomeini.
Okay, go ahead.
If he were Canadian,
you'd
hear this background music.
So here's what all the analysts are saying.
Wait a minute. Speaking of analysts, let's cut to this is what all of the news reports did after they did their tension de-escalation stuff. Ready? You know what they did?
Yeah.
What do they do? What is that? Are you serious? What is that? What's happening?
Oh, that's funny. I don't know, but that was hilarious. This is what they all did. Bam. Mm-hmm. Did you mean to do that? That is so funny.
Why would that not play?
I don't know.
I know why. Hmm? Are you kidding me right now? Let's try that.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360 brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science at 60MinutesOvertime.com. Yes. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You really need to get vaccinated.
You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This show is not brought to you by Pfizer. As a matter of fact, we bring you official announcements.
They hate us.
What's that?
Pfizer hates us.
They do. So does the FDA. No, we now have official reports. The FDA absolutely lied. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They lied. People died. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
They did. Every government agency. All right. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Okay. All right. Don't do that. Stand by. Give me just a second. No, I don't need to put it up on the screen. I'll tell you. Maybe I will put it up on the screen. The FDA lied and people died, didn't they? Every government agency was complicit in demonizing life-saving medications. These last 4 years. Does everyone agree with that? Thursday, March 21st, a court ruled against the FDA, mandated the removal of all previous social media posts that specifically addressed the use of ivermectin for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. What about people like us that literally got wiped out? Remember this, okay? You're not a horse. You're not a cow, right? Remember? Seriously, everybody, stop it. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Remember that? Now the FDA has been mandated by a court to delete those posts. Why? Because they lied and people died. That's not what happens here. Because everyone who's paying attention on our show knows that the medical tyrants are far from done with us. But Americans are waking up and understanding that now more than ever, we need to have these life-saving medications on hand. They aren't just remedies. They're not some hocus pocus. What do they say? Snake oil, they used to call it, right?
Yeah.
They're lifelines for the next time. And you know the next time. Do we know that the next time is coming?
Yeah.
There will be a next time.
I believe there will be.
Here it is. The emergency kit, right?
Yeah.
You see this right here?
Mm-hmm.
This emergency kit, it's a prescription kit with 8 life-saving medications, including ivermectin. They're adding one more, by the way.
Oh,
I just found out. I'll let you know what it is. I don't want to misspeak because you might get, might be
addicted. Don't preempt anybody.
Huh?
Don't preempt it. Oh, wow. Look at that, huh?
Yeah. Ivermectin, amoxicillin, Z-Pack plus a guidebook tells you how and when to use them. Mm-hmm. You won't find anything like it in a store or pharmacy. You won't find anything like this.
Right.
Every American should have at least one of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
On hand in your home. And you know it's coming.
Yep.
You know it's coming. Ordering your kit, simple, easy ordering of that kit. When you order, it takes less than 2 minutes. Go to twc.health/Pete and use promo code Pete. That is twc.health/Pete. Use promo code Pete. Get $30 off and free shipping.
Oh, nice.
Right? For the cost of a single doctor's visit, all 8 prescription medications will be shipped right to your door. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah, those are very nice.
Safeguard your health.
I like it.
All right, be prepared.
You got a stomach bug at the beginning.
Okay. Is that what you're going to call it? I call it the election variant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some kind of election variant.
Yeah.
A variant right. of it.
And the CIA's April.
You were rather sick.
April Haynes and George Gal got together again and said, we need to find out how to suppress the truth about what Pete has.
Yeah. Well, we have friends who got the same thing and they were sick for days. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Like diarrhea, puking.
Laura Loomer recently got sick.
Really super, super sick.
Right.
So what we did right away is we made sure that Pete popped 2 ivermectin and took some Z-Stack.
And what happened with my fever?
He was better by the next morning. That's what happened. Your fever broke in the middle of the night and you got up on Tuesday morning and you've been going like gangbusters since.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I do know that a lot of my friends have been getting sick too.
I do know something.
Yeah.
We have to review this too. But so is everyone comfortable that the whole purpose of this is so we could wake up in the morning, the morning news cycle? Was perfect to get you into a fearful catatonic, World War III nuclear, blah, 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 Armageddon crap.
Yeah. I gave you this great video. We used it once before. It's called Bomb Bomb Iran. It's up there. It's in.
Bomb, 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 bomb. It's up there. Where's there?
It's in Notion.
Mm-hmm.
Where I put everything.
Okay.
And
guess what I have?
We first, used it before we go used to the it bomb, back in bomb, the day, bomb. And I thought it would be pretty funny to use it again.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
And guess what? John McCain. That was one of his favorite songs, wasn't it?
Too, by the way.
Huh?
Our friend Dave that came from Dave.
Your voice trails off and I can't hear you. What was
that? Dave posted it and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this one.
Bomb, 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 I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran.
Bomb, I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran.
A mosque, gonna throw some rocks. Tell the Ayatollah, gonna put you in a box. Bomb, I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran.
I told you, I could see you smiling and everything.
Bomb, I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran. Old Uncle Sam's getting pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bomb, I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran. Volunteers, call the bombardiers, call the financiers, better get their ass in gear. Bomb, 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 bomb,
bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb. They set everything up, right? Mm-hmm. They put it on your credit card. Then they, I would say, I mean, there's no way that Blinken's just hanging out in Capri, you know? I think he did that for full force and effect. Just basically just rub it in your face.
Yeah.
That one of the most beautiful, expensive places on planet Earth. Guess where it is?
Capri.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
One of the most beautiful, expensive places on planet Earth is, in fact, Capri. So he probably flew out there to do his press conference.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. You guys want to see what Capri looks like? We're going to do this for our Spreely. Did I try to do this and the power went out?
Yeah, the power was out. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think you did it in the first hour, though.
Pricey towns, priceless views.
Yeah.
Capri, the largest of the island's two towns, sits in a saddle above the port. Piazza Umberto is the main square of this.
Piazza Umberto.
I don't think it's showing.
The main drag is nicknamed Rodeo Drive for its exclusive boutiques. While prices are steep, the window shopping's free.
These days,
especially in the summer, Capri can be a world-class tourist trap, packed with gawky visitors searching for the rich and famous and finding only their prices.
We're talking super rich. In April, super rich.
Scenic break. At the edge of town, elegant villas and a public garden are strategically placed to enjoy fine views.
Okay. All right, here, let me tell, I love Italy so much. Oh, my God, I love Italy.
You should.
Oh, I do, yeah. Huh?
You should.
I am Italy.
Yeah.
I am, but what was I going to say? I literally just went back, just boosh. Oh, crappiest town. You go buy a place in Italy. Modugno's, like, where all the poor people, fishermen, you know.
Sure.
To coast town.
Yeah.
$1 million for a place.
You gotta have your lower class.
Huh?
Every country has it.
You go buy land, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My great-grandfather was known as the man of many lands, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Italian, I forget what the translation is, but that's what he was known for, having a lot of land.
Right.
And we still have a cathedral out there. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Our family does. Yeah.
I do know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I just found out my Zio, Lello, passed away. He's there. Mm-hmm. And where my whole family was born, the house where I was born, my Zia is still there. But yeah, I got a bunch of feeders in my family. So I'm, but you know what? I'm the what? Uh-huh. We got a bunch of theaters. They're going to... Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So so the cheapest place, $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
To go live in a bad neighborhood, all right? This right here, okay? I don't even know. We're talking like priceless. It's one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth.
Everything's done with panache. Taxis are white convertibles.
Yeah, look at the taxis. So expensive. See that?
They make getting around an unforgettable part of your visit. The island's second town, Anacapri, has fewer tourists, a little more character, and a passion for colorful Majolica tiles.
These are Majolica tiles.
Look at that. Beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Italian tiles. Look at
everywhere. Yeah. In Napoli, on the Amalfi Coast, here in Capri, on the domes of the churches, on the floors, on decorating people's homes.
She sounds like Ziana, doesn't she?
And the squares are like this one. Just glazed tiles. What makes them special? The colors. We love colors here.
The town's celebrated San Michele Church has a remarkable Majolica floor showing paradise on earth in a classic 18th century Neapolitan style.
Oh, my goodness.
The church's floor is so gorgeous that pews for worshipers are replaced by a boardwalk for tourists. The entire floor is ornately tiled, featuring a sword-wielding angel driving Adam and Eve from paradise. The devil is wrapped around the trunk of a tree laden with trouble-causing apples.
This Capri.
The apples, with curiously human expressions, seem blissfully ignorant of this momentous event.
So Blinken...
Wait.
...is in Capri.
For expansive island views, ride the chairlift to the top of Monte Solaro.
Look at Capri's 1900-foot summit. That's what I wanted you to see.
You'll float over lush orchards and well-tended gardens.
See that right there?
Mm-hmm.
At the summit.
I've been there. There's a an olive oil. Remember I told you about the olive oil manufacturing facility?
Yes.
That's been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And you just sit there. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. You just sit there and you have some mozzarella, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some tomatoes and some... We're talking the best freaking olive oil you've ever had in your entire life.
Yeah.
So rich. Filthy rich.
Filthy rich.
Filthy rich. So Blinken says, oh, I'm de-escalating tensions here. But you know what? If just going there is freaking de-escalating tensions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He talks to us from his perch in Capri, and he's with the G7. And guess what he's planning for? He's planning for you to eat the bugs. Okay? You will eat the bugs. Did you know that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the point of you showing where he's at?
Yes.
Service has to-
where is he? Wait. Let me see if I can show you. Here he is at the podium this morning. Where's Blinken? Here he is.
They're, I'm sure, helpful, others not. Ben-Gavir and...
There he is. Stuttgart and Ben-Gavir. Okay.
Extreme end of things.
In Capri.
Yeah, Ali, we're just looking at live pictures there of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. We saw Lord Cameron there. We saw U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Lord Cameron and Antony Blinken. And you shall eat the bugs. We will determine what you shall have. And we're de-escalating tensions. And we're firing missiles and putting it on your freaking credit card. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine these friggin' pukes?
Yeah.
From the most beautiful perch ever, you're going to talk down to me like that, you know? I'm that boy, you know, the Italian statue, little boy naked peeing in the puddle, the fountain.
Yes.
That's me. I'm going to redirect my peeing, okay?
Yeah.
at these people.
You're going to be at Anthony Blinken's...
Absolutely.
We understand fountain? In the next couple of hours, Anthony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, is going to be holding...
There he is.
Briefing. We understand to respond to the events of
respond.
The last...
He's going to respond to your request for steak. You shall have no steak. You shall eat the bugs.
Couple of hours, and Israel launching that attack on Iran in response to what happened here at the weekend. Let's just have a little listen in to see if we can hear anything.
Good morning, everybody. I think we need to change our agenda this morning. First of all, it's important to put the situation in the Middle East at the time after this debate.
You know what he just said? He said, "A funzione, chiude la porta."
And what does that mean?
Close the door. I got something to say here, right?
Close the door.
State zit. State zit, he said. Everybody shut up, right?
Yeah.
Only one point.
Oh, come
tweet.
On.
In one word, he wrote feeble. Now, the reason, we should put this into context is the kind of pressure from within that Benjamin Netanyahu has been feeling.
The Netanyahu have been receiving all sorts of advice. Some of it, I'm sure, helpful, others not. Ben-Gavir and his tweet there, I think, speaks to the more extreme end of things.
Ali, yep. We're just looking at live pictures.
Italian foreign minister stepped up, and you know what he said?
We saw Lord Cameron there.
He said, Deb.
Yes.
He said, per bacco senza tabacco, tengo la pipa non posso fumare.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I forget. I mean, it's funny.
I learned. Huh?
It's funny. Say it.
It is?
Yeah.
Per bacco, right?
Uh-huh.
Ah, son of a bitch. Right?
Yeah.
Senza tabacco. Right? I want some tobacco.
Senza tobacco.
Senza tobacco. Right? Tengo la peep. I got a pipe. And non posso fumare. And I can't even freaking smoke it. That sounds powerful, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I got
right.
a pipe and I can't smoke it.
That's right. I need tobacco. I got a pipe and I can't even freaking smoke it. My grandfather used to say that.
What happened last weekend was really...
Giacinto.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is. Well, I want to see him.
Going to make a big speech later on today.
See him. Here he is.
No damage was caused.
Carolyn Glick.
Yeah, she's great.
We'll just have to wait and see for the after action reports to understand precisely what the targets were.
Can we please get her on?
And how badly they were damaged. But Israel sent a number of messages to a number of different... addresses last night
or
in the early morning hours by conducting this operation in Iran. It sent a message to the Israeli people that are jittery because we're facing a major battle both in Lebanon and in Gaza in days and weeks.
They also did a show for Iraq last night, Lebanon last night. They actually hit some targets in Lebanon. Israel did. They were busy.
Yeah, they were very busy. Well, when you're going to be running up the credit card of the American people, you got a lot of weapons, you know. Joe Biden says, go ahead, just miss, just land near the nuclear facility. It's actually, it's an Italian name. The operation was Italian. It came out of G7.
Yeah.
The Italian foreign minister said, we proclaim this day to be Mina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mina. Huh?
Mina.
You know what it is? It's an acronym for make Iran nuclear again. Mina.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yep.
Mina.
So I was listening to analysis last night, and here's what they were
Cochina
saying.
Nina.
Right now, they're just giving Iran a warning. They're letting them know that they can easily get to them, that they are not protected, that they are not sheltered. And that the whole time Israel is saying they were going to wait until after Passover to retaliate. And, you know, a lot of people are saying they believe that Iran will retaliate after, for real, after the Passover is finished.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're a bunch of freaking carpet riding.
I'm just telling you what everybody's saying.
Huh?
I'm just telling. And
bunch of carpet baggers.
Actually, they just might. I mean, now they're kind of forced into it to save face. But the real retaliation is going to come after Passover. They were just giving Iran a little notice to let them know that they were, you know, could break through and get to them pretty easily.
Oh my goodness, it's the 55 minute mark. Guess what?
Yeah.
I want to bring this to you right now for this episode here on Spreely, and of course we are wherever they'll have us, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Let's see how many people are in the boat. What does it mean by in the boat?
The Book of Life.
Hmm?
The Book of Life, is that what they're talking about?
No. The boat.
No. Oh, the boat.
Do you know what the boat is?
I thought you said the book.
Do you know what the boat is?
Yeah. George Washington's boat.
George Washington's boat?
Crossing the Delaware.
Right.
With the Potomac, whichever one it was.
It was the Delaware.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't really say Delaware anymore because of Joe Biden. I gave you another little clip of Joe Biden in his hometown.
You were not going to play that in the next 3 minutes, I will tell you that.
His hometown of Scranton is hilarious.
We won't. How many people are in the boat? If you're anywhere, actually, Spreely, click that thumbs up button. Please share this episode. There, that means you're in the boat. You're doing your part.
You're in the boat.
You're in the boat, all right? Nobody in that boat was complaining. Nobody said, "I can't wait till November. In November, President Trump's going to save us." They don't say that. They say, "Give me a freaking oar. I don't have any socks. I don't got any shoes. No TFIS, no driver's license, but we're going. We are in the boat with our commander-in-chief. We're doing our part, rowing. Only if the boat is an assault boat, right?" Come on, everybody, click that thumbs up button. Share like crazy. Propel us to the front of Rumble.
Yes.
Actually, the traffic's backed off. Guess what? President Trump spoke. Want to hear it? Our remaining moments?
I do. I think everybody needs to hear what he has to say.
All right.
Don't you?
The sound is going to be low.
Yeah, because he
just bear with it and don't say turn it up. No, it's very low volume.
I don't think he was mic'd.
He was speaking from a distance.
Yeah.
All the police officers love President Trump.
They do.
And there should be a friendly fire incident at the courthouse at a certain point.
Stop.
Communists that are like protesting the Palestinians or something like that. They don't take him to jail.
Yeah.
What they say on the radio? Here he comes. POTUS entering now. Why is that guy wearing a white shirt? You know why?
Why?
He's a supervisor.
Oh, yeah.
All the white shirts are supervisors. Here he comes. President Trump on his way. Dun, 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 dun.
President Trump to be the opening bell.
So thank you very much. As you know, I've been saying for a long while, this is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House. They have White House DOJ people in the trial, in the DA's office, representing the DA because he's probably not smart enough to represent himself. Guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James, all of it. New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business, that I can tell you. A lot of people are not going to be moving to New York. But this is a rigged case, and this is a case that was put in very strongly because of politics. So instead of being in Pennsylvania or Georgia or North Carolina or lots of other places today, I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long. This is going on for the week. and this will go on for another 4 or 5 weeks, and it's very unfair. And people know it's very unfair. The gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order, just to show you how much more unfair it is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict, the worst I've ever seen. And it has to end with the judge. The gag order has to come off. I should be allowed to speak. Every time I come out to speak to you, I want to be open because we did absolutely
Where's Alina Hava?
I showed you yesterday 32 stories of experts, legal experts, and I don't have one the other way. 32 stories of legal experts say very strongly this.
Oh, guess what?
It's that time.
They say it strongly. Trump did nothing wrong. So they want to get rid of the conflict with the judge because that's something.
No, that's right. We will not back down. Okay? Won't back down. That's right. You're going to stand your ground? Or are you going to join us? Get in the boat. Mash that thumbs up button. Share like crazy. You guys have a great weekend. We're here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 right here on Spreely TV. Catch our rebroadcast. Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Everyone on Rumble, thank you very much. Hit that thumbs up button.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Sign up for monthly autoship and get a big discount. Visit pete.bellagraceglobal.com today. That's pete.bellagraceglobal.com today.